Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live. Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Thank you.
the world turns, you can feel the change of concern. Never learn the heat crawl, we just wait in the burn. When everything takes a turn for the worse, kids learn the curse and act reverse from their favorite verses. Immersed into the worlds of glorified fakeness. Got me wondering just how far they gon' take this. So I gotta say a shot just for you to embrace this. The paper chase is on, but I don't answer them races. This one's for the ages, shells with no lace. To dunks and tins, wallabies, waste skins. I'm the line where all four sands of truth begin. Too many years of bullshit, man, we knew to win. The thing that I do here is infused within. So don't confuse me with the others that abuse the pen. Blaming on the DJs and when they choose to spin. I bring it back like, damn, where the hell you been? That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for doing it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in, I thought you should know. I place focus on my surroundings. To see a whole crowd and all makes me feel like I can move mountains. Out and about, a few show love, but who's counting? The rest be giving shit as long as the bass is counting. Straight out the fountain of youth comes the flow that never grows old. It's hot but expands in the cold. Something new for the never heard of fans of the old. A whole lifetime of stories that are planned to be told. From the land where kids run rampant, they can't be controlled. Until you find out of discipline, smashing the mold. Last to be sold, out of my mind, I must be. But I'm not going out like that, like Run D. MC, producer, representing your future. From the whole planet Earth or any place we can move to. Something for your intellect, but easy to groove to. Produce that old soul with the funky dope maneuver. That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for doing it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in, I thought you should know. At the brink of extinction and against all odds, I appear to save soul like I was sent by God, the ringleader. Of the red on the meter, while I tame the lions and clowns meet the reaper. The main feature talking for niggas and heat seekers in a new school that's lacking the guidance and needs teachers. Fresh out the speakers with the seasoning just right. This might be the first of 95 that's been this tight. Get your shit right before you even conceive. Just a glimpse of an idea of battle of steam. Believe what you heard if they said I was great. And if you heard something different, then they need better taste. Maybe just an off day, so that's never the case. I don't look the part, it's easy to remember the face. Got my place in this game like a tenement space, and I'ma leave my mark dark so it can never be erased. That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for doing it, and I thought you should know that. That feeling I be getting in is just that thing that you've been missing, so just sit back. Enjoy as we go. I like to thank y'all for joining in, I thought you should know.
Representing WATACP. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger. Would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder. When people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sword, broke it. Hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, president's deceased. But somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is cause I had a couple things I wanted to say. Like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stro, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun in all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spread the love. Yeah. all up in the place to be. W-A-T-A-Z-P. Yo, J-Bug.
A-T-A-Z-P live with your host T-A-Z on the line. We got Saint. Hey, man, that thought you should know. Like I said, that was the first year, and then went blow right all in my ears. You know, when I went to your page, I was like, man, this thing is rocking. And, you know, normally, you know, you go to someone's page, the first song is like, okay, I listen to a little bit and then click to the next song. But, man, I stayed with that whole joint. I was like, wait a minute, skip that. Let me send this dude a message. I need to get him on the show because I'm really feeling it.
Yeah, you know what? It seems everybody too is kind of like, yo, listen to my stuff. It's different. And when you listen to it, it's like everybody else's. You know, nobody's really doing it different. And it's not even so much to do it different. It seems to be as hip hop got older, some of the fans that were younger at the time when it started got older with it, and now things that they're talking about, some of us can't relate to. You know, it's kind of like hip-hop for grown folks. It's something, it's more everyday, kind of, you know, the blue-collar worker. It's something that they can relate to. There's a lot of different, just that track was just kind of like, about hip-hop and stuff. But there's also tracks with topics about, you know, married couples and situations, things they go through, and things like that, that I think that the more of the average person can relate to, because not everybody's rich and driving these fancy cars and, you know, all this other
right.
stuff that they speak about.
Well, like I said, it was a breath of fresh air when I listened to it. So how do you, when you put your, I always ask every artist this, when you put your song together, do you do the beat first, do you do the lyrics first, or vice versa? How do you go through the process of making a Saint number one song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think from being a producer, I make the beat first. I'll sit back and listen to it and, you know, whatever kind of comes to mind. I mean, I don't know how some of the MCs, that just MCs, they may have these songs written out and they're waiting for the right beat for it. But I personally do the beat first and then write the beat.
And you like me then. I do the beat first and then I put my lyrics down because I also do hip-hop and I also write for other people around the country, different underground artists. So definitely do the beat first. But then again, man, when I was poor and couldn't make no beats, I got a lot of lyrics just sitting on stack. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I place the lyrics with a beat that I made. You know what I mean? So it's a vice versa thing. Sometimes I'll be riding down the road or, you know, have my day gig and thinking about, oh, wait a minute, here go a fresh eight. And then, you know, just write eight verses out. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no beat right there. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
What's kind of, I think, is different about me is that usually the last thing I do is the hook. Where a lot of people, it's the first thing. I make the beat, I write out the verses, and then what I get from the beat and the verses, then I write the hook to that, which I think is kind of different than a lot of people do. I don't know if it's better or not. It's just something that I do.
That's cool. I mean, because like I said, it sounds good as hell, so, you know, you would have never known. Somebody asked
me. Yeah, that's why I have my little secret.
So how did you get this this one song on here, The Session? But and good looking out sending the whole joint, man, because this morning I was going through songs and just, man, that one's hot too. And that one's hot too. You know, let me click on all of them and make sure I get to the right one. But The Session, well, I was really feeling because of the concept was different. So how did you come up with that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was kind of speaking on before about, you know, marriage life. You know, I mean, you hear some songs, you know, it's kind of like people talking about, oh, you know, she keyed my Benz, you know, did this and that. It's like, I don't know, it's a lot of people can't relate to that. This is basically a situation of a married couple. If they had to go, say they're going to marriage counseling or therapy, I think these are everyday issues that, you know, go on relationship. I took a lot of the things that are going on. You know, I'm getting married, actually, in October, and I took a lot of things in our relationship, my own, that I spoke about. And it's true. I get a lot of people that have already listened to that track that they really relate to that, a lot of things that go on in there, in the song. So I really, I think I got to what I really wanted to do with that track, and I just think it's something that needs to be talked about, and there's a lot of different topics on the album that I think just need to be talked about that nobody's talking about.
That's cool, man. Well, here it goes. This is The Session by Saint.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome guys. 17 on counts. You can just you can just put those magazines over there. It doesn't matter. So I read your file, and I see that there are a few things you guys want to try and resolve. So I guess let's start with you. Just be honest and just say what's on your mind.
Honestly, just one time, I love to come home and unwind. How she finds time to live her life or trying to run mine. So one kind of time is if I said something wrong. So come by, I put my jacket where it doesn't belong. I had a long day, okay, I'll hang it up later. She be cleaning and complaining like it's just for me. Sometimes I can't take it, yeah, you know it which week. 5 days out of the month, expected, don't even sleep. And when we do, it's always when I'm watching the game. Like she came by the couch just to stop and complain. Please refrain from all conversations till the end. Now I hear you on the phone talking shit to your friends like, oh, he don't care. Come on, that's not fair shit. Open up the door while you locked in there. And why I gotta share what I did all day. I worked and came home, what's left to say? What I did at work? Same shit as yesterday. If it's your friends talking, then it needs to be kept away. And let's just say I'm out with the guys. It's 2 o'clock, I'm not home, and you wanna know why? Well, I gotta explain that old ball and chain. I'm about one straw away from relieving the strain. A damn shame it was beautiful at first, but now these situations got me fearing the worst.
Okay. Looks like you got a lot to express there, but let's not quote unquote fear the worst just yet. I mean, let's keep the channels of communication flowing, and but we're making progress.
You got a job, you work hard,
right?
I do too.
Yeah.
You're 9 to 5 in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing 6 to 2,
oh.
And there's a lot of shit I do that you overlook.
What?
I get home, it ain't over, there's a lot of work. I cook, clean, get the mail, pick up dirty socks. You get home, turn the TV to the playoffs.
What?
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. You just dropped your coat down, I just cleaned the whole house. I asked you how's your day, cause I care, that simple. You barely share with me anymore what you're into.
Yeah.
I feel like we distant and we can't get close.
Wow.
You ignore me all day, at night your hands won't.
Nah.
That ain't fair. You thinking this a part-time love. Here for your amusement when you ready to rub. Nah, love, I got more demands to present you.
What?
That's if I stay long enough to let you.
Alright, let's just not get at each other's throats. I mean, obviously you two are here because you want to try and work things out. I mean, every relationship goes through this kind of stuff. I mean, let's just try to get through it. Because it's the same old XXXY gender bender. Remember back to the days before you want to return to sender. I'll lend a helping hand as a man who views objectively, respectfully. You correct the man and wife, go back to centuries. Who's meant to be? Really now, let's get back to reality with every will you marry. Comes along some technicalities of how to think, how to act, and how to respond. Become the delicate prerequisite to forming a bond. Beyond the pettiness of arguments, let's who should bring the garbage in? It's harvesting a partnership of honesty and compromise. Don't be surprised, he's with the guys I late intentionally. Essentially, he'd rather get attention from you sexually. The recipe is give and take. Give the girl a break and take the time to compensate or find a way to compensate. I gotta break this up. Another client's waiting patiently. Remember what we talked about. I'll see y'all in another week.
Yeah, that was the session. Hey, man, I'm feeling that joint.
Ah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, because like I said, it was different and original. Who else was on there?
Okay, yeah, the female MC is this girl, Eternia, who's actually from Canada, from Toronto. And the other MC who played the therapist is this dude, Anti, who's another real talented MC. I put anybody who's on the album, I feel like, is on the same page as me content-wise. I don't want to say, you know, who's better than who. If I'm better, they're better than me. But I think, you know, thinking-wise, we were on the same page, and that's why the whole thing came together so well. So the whole album makes sense. Nothing's really contradicting anything on the album. So
it messed me up when the dude... The psychiatrist started rapping. I said, oh, heck no. That threw me for a loop right there. I was like, okay, this going to be a third verse, but let's get ready to break it. And he just broke it.
Yeah.
Like, yo, y'all need to get y'all set together. I got another client out in the hallway. I'll see y'all next week. Give me my keys to roll out.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway.
I was feeling that for real. So do you have a lot of artists that you actually produce and do beats for?
Yeah, I did a lot of things underground wise, kind of I'm not feeling too many. I mean, I don't really want to, you know, talk bad about anybody that's out now, but I don't listen to the radio too much as of now. I'm not really feeling that type of style. As you can tell by my music, it's so much different than what's out now, so I don't really.
Don't worry, cuz I don't either.
Okay.
I don't either.
All right. So yeah, I got to work with a lot of people that I kind of grew up listening to. That, you know, and what's cool about that is I mean, some of these people, they're so big now, you can't get at them anyway. So people that I listen to, they're not so much doing too much stuff, and it's easy to get at them. And those are the people I wanted to work with anyway. Got Mr. Man from the Bush Babies on the album.
Okay.
I worked with I had Prince Poe from Organized Confusion. I had Cool Kim from UMC's. There's a track on there called About Time, which is actually on a single with this guy called Do Me Right from Zimbabwe Legit, which was doing a thing back in the early 90s. And a lot of underground dudes I got to produce for, like J Live, Wordsworth, and some, you know, good names in the underground circuit.
That's cool, man. That's real cool. Like I said, I'm glad that I ran up on you on the dealio, and actually heard your stuff. And like I said, I like listening to this real hip hop. I guess what Nas was talking about, because and I know what he was talking about. I know, and see, I lived out here in ATL, so you know I know.
I'm really happy that. Yeah, somebody, you know, from that area, you know, down south is digging it, you know, because I think it has a very kind of East Coast New York feel, and to have somebody, you know, from a different type of region feeling it, you know, it means a lot to me.
Well, on the real, I'm from Ohio, so, and I was in the service, so I ended up living down here, but I listen to everything. Some of everything. If you ever heard any of my No Spin shows, if you ever get a chance, hit a Blog Talk and just listen to a couple of them shows. I play everybody and listen to everything. But it's got to be on Slam for me on that same groove. And you right there on that groove. Like I said, I'm going to play that first joint on my No Slam show for sure. Because people would have been like, who is that? And then I would have gave out your information on the MySpace deal to get at you. And speaking of that, give out your information now so people can get at you and go to your website and whatnot, buy the CD.
Yeah, it's myspace.com/SaintBE. That's SaintBE. Actually, the album isn't out yet. We're looking probably at like late April, trying to figure out the exact date. But I got some other stuff out. I guess you can go to the page and check out. I got all the albums laid out there for you, you know, in all different places you can go and get it. But as far as these joints, it's probably be like late April. Although I got the single out right now, but Saint has a song About Time, and it's got a song called Living Phenomenons, which is with Mr. Man of the Bush Babies, and you could probably download that. I believe you could get that at iTunes and eMusic and any place where you could download music.
Yeah, I like that song as well. This last joint I'm getting ready to play is Everything But Me.
That's what Elder Sensei from the Artifacts.
Okay, tell me about it.
This song actually, I'm glad you brought this up because I didn't mention this. I did this group project called The Good People. You can see that page on my MySpace too. With this other dude called M. Ski, who is a resident DJ on Underground Railroad, which is a very well known underground radio show up in here in New York. He's mainly the MC. I did some rhyming, but mainly the producing. And it was put out a lot in Europe and Japan. They really love this type of sound. They're a little more open-minded to it. So originally we had done this as a group called The Good People. He's on the track too with Elder Sensei from the Artifacts. But it was put on an album that we never released. So it's actually two bonus tracks. This one and another song with him and Mr. Complex were both originally Good People tracks. We didn't get put on anything, so I ended up putting on the solo album as bonus tracks.
All right. Well, what I'm getting ready to do is play Everything But Me on ATAZP Live.
Way, but these things you say, what exactly do you want me to be? no place to stick your arm to maneuver my chin. These all the shoes that I'm in and I ain't making them fit. You want me in them size shoes forever faking my shit. You want a cookie cutter that's risking taking a hit. You want a kid on a fast leg just waiting to spit. You want a thugger, want a deal and don't want to be poor. You want to hear the same verses that I want to ignore. Sure, I want to be the one that others want to go cop. But wouldn't want ever for that, I wouldn't want to go pop. And I don't want to be, I want to be, I want to be producer, MC that best represents me. You wouldn't want to personate, you do stuff you don't want to. Want to make me want to live by some rules, I won't honor. Want to be starting something like Michael, you don't want it. That'll do what I want to do type shit, I'm on it.
Or because they're in position to say what's right. Whatever happens to the confidence and self-expression of people who are talented and shouldn't be questioned. Alter your game for a mass appeal with a conservative feel. Cause it's hard to come real, locking you down like the Sloman shield until the person that they want to come out is revealed. Some are better left behind the scenes screening. Being who they are really has no meaning or merit to move into the bright lone spotlight. But only those holding power seem to have right. Maintain your identity and passion and don't change quick like the seasons of fashion. It's a lot easier said than done, but there's a cost if you really want to be number one. If you really want to be number one, there's a cost if you really want to be number one.
You still on the line? I'll wait for it to bounce back. My switchboard just popped out, so I'm waiting for it to switch back. That was Saint again on Blog Talk Radio, and I want to thank him for calling in while I'm waiting for the switchboard to pop back on. Can't get it to go back on. Just went blank on me and shut down everything, so I'm waiting on this to come back. As we wait, TAZ is just going to talk about the UVC, which is the Urban Committee, and that's my nephew, Mr. Buzz Show, Heart of Love Show with G. Wright. Also, Miss Kitty Show, Cleo Jones, and I think I got Saint back on the line.
Hello, hello?
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
Okay.
Because switchboard just zapped out, and when switchboard zapped out, you out.
Oh, okay.
You're looking at blackness. Well, I was looking at lost in space because it was just a black screen. I'm like, man, where in the world? But I want to thank you for coming on, man. And
my pleasure. I want to thank you for having me on. Let me, show some joints and you know, speak about what's, you know, what I'm doing right now.
And whenever you got something new, hit me back up, you know, on MySpace, and we'll do this thing again, man. And,
yeah, definitely.
Most definitely. One time, I'll just invite you to sit in and co-host with me on the No Spins joints, because there will be a lot of artists. You'll probably be going, man, I ain't never heard of that cat. And who is that? And where they at?
Yeah,
you're going to be messed up. A lot of people that listen are definitely messed up listening to it. So, like, again, I just want to thank you again for coming in and doing the joint.
No doubt. Yeah, yo, let me know. Yeah, definitely I want to, you know, get down on that, like you're saying.
Yeah, I will. I'll give you a date.
All right, cool. We'll do that.
All right, then. That's
all right,
safe, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
That's Saint on ATAZP recorded live. We're waiting on Miss Jazz to call me. She had called me earlier on earlier during the day, talking about I gave her the wrong number and then I gave her the right number. So I'm waiting on her to come through. And as I wait on her, I'm going to look on the switchboard and pull out a song, which I always have something prepared. This is the Love Brothers, me and Ron L on our first CD. This is called Guarantee on ATAZP, recorded live, man.
Yeah. You ready, Ron L?
It's a guarantee.
Yeah. 1, 2. Man, they talking about guarantees. Rashid guaranteed to win 2 years straight, you feel me? I don't know too much about him. Life's got one meaning if you know my friend. I'm gonna live it, oh yeah, right to the end. I see so many troubles that will come my way. I'm gonna let them flow on, just go away.
That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. Come on down and visit me, I'll show the place. It's a place of love for the human race. I'm gonna throw my blues away, use what I got. No bodily harm, no whiskey, no pot. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee. That's a guarantee, that's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world, a guarantee.
Yo, like I said before, I don't know anything about a guarantee. They tell me to guarantee taxes and death. But I know about one guarantee that I could make for show. I'm going to tell you about it. Ron L, this is for you, baby. What's the problem with people and their attitudes? Trying to keep it gangster, is that acting rude? Struggles with life but in love with each other. Women trying to be dudes, confused about colors. Wanna be real up in this piece. Understand people's rights, let bullshit cease. Forever in a day, on a push to live right. Hustle, sling a yay, get the paper set tight. Come on down, we gotta keep it on lock. Evil moves on me, weapons on cock. No love for peeps and what they seek. Danger high alert out in these streets. Living raw, nigga, on the come up. Flashing rich will get your ass done up. Learn your spot, baby, keep it keep it hood. Thugs may be chill, but up to no good. Butter moves easy on a road that's hot. My tracks spit fire while others not. Uplift your mind, I speak TAC. Another head's not a guarantee.
Whoa, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world of guarantee. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Going to be more love in this world of guarantee.
You're listening to TAZ Live and recorded live. This is Ramona. Hey, TAZ. Welcome to the show. Yes, it's a TAZ Live, recorded live.
This is a TAZP, recorded live. Right now, we're going to drop it. Me and Ro are going to walk out the room. And the next voices you hear is going to be Bigger the Blacker and Mabel LeJean. Hop!
Are we going to get something to eat?
As usual. That's all we do. We eat. Oh, Granny, how you doing, girl? It's so good just to see you up in jail.
Hey there, Bigger. I'm just trying to find a place over here to sit. I ain't never been in a place like this before.
Well, I thought you recorded the show the last time you were down here.
No, we was on site somewhere. He had some stuff with him. He wasn't at this. This is kind of all these buttons and things. I don't remember, but you know I'm old.
Well, yeah, but you're right for me. I won that fight for you, Granny, because you know I love you, girl.
I know, Bigger, we.
Uh huh.
I'm getting kind of scared. My stomach is fluttering just a little bit.
I can ease that.
I just hope it ain't nothing else, you know.
I hope it ain't either, Granny.
It's a little tight in here to be that loose. But
you ain't lying. I ain't got no gas mask.
It's just so much easier to talk, you know, when you're not right in front of me. I'm just, ooh.
But look, Granny, we need to get together. You need to work this thing out from wherever you living at. Come up to New York, or I can bring Club Indigo too down to wherever you at.
Well, you know, for real, Bigger, because you know you're such a fine man, and Granny can go anywhere. Wherever there's a mailman, that's where my check can go. So I can just pick up and move.
Well, Granny, I got something to say to you, and it's real personal.
What is it, Bigger? Don't be asking me what's that bra I wear.
I got no. I can tell. I got X-ray vision. I'm like Clark Kent with it.
You can see through
time. I'm Clark Kent with it.
Superman.
No, Man of Steel, Man of Steel. You can feel. But listen here, Granny. I got a question for you.
What is it, Bigger?
I got something in my pocket here that I need to pull out. Let me get on one knee. Granny.
What you looking for?
Granny, would you marry me?
Yeah, hell, you know I would marry you today, right now, Bigger. Wait, let me get a breath.
You all right, Granny?
See, I haven't used this inhaler thing for like 2 months now.
You got me dropping my mic. You all right?
Bigger, don't be playing. Don't be playing.
I'm not playing this because I told Taze that I was serious about this and I wanted to do it live on his show. So I'm asking you. Will you marry me, Granny?
Bigger, I know I said yes, but let me just take that yes back real quick just for a second. Let me see the ring again. You dropped it. Where'd it go?
Wait a minute. My shoe. Wait. Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah, it's big enough, Digger. Yes, baby. But Digger, yes, baby, yes? I love you too, baby.
You will marry me.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. We can get to know each other.
Unbelievable. Rolando sent me that in horror. Unbelievable. Granny and Bigger the Black are getting married. Unbelievable. And I think they're going to do it right here on ATAZP Live. I don't know when the date is set. I'll get it from Rolanda, and she'll shoot it to me. And I'll let y'all know y'all invited to the wedding. We're going to have a wedding on web radio. Feel me? Seems as though Miss Jazz is big-timing me. And in the business, big-time means just says skip me. So we're going to continue. We got 19 minutes. We're going to continue on. I'm going to play some stuff from ATAZP, since I got it on the switchboard. And this happens to be a song that Ron L. did, and it's on our first CD. The name of the song is How Can We Be, with Ron L. T-A-Z on the beat.
Can we give up on our good?
How can we give up on our good love?
Get everybody out of my house. Anna Mae, we're going to sing this song. Ro, you ready?
I'm ready. Oh, she, look, she's ready, y'all.
Yeah, yeah,
she's ready. Woo! Come on now. Oh, wait, we need
my
to get your sister.
My sister's going to sing background.
Come on. Come on. That ain't the song I'm supposed to be singing, though. Come on. I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Gwen.
And I understand you'll be doing background.
I'm going to try.
Would you like to get promoted and be a lead singer tonight?
Why, of course.
So I need you to say, I'm going to love you anyway.
Woo! Even if you cannot stay.
I think you are the one for me.
Come on, Gwen. Here's where you are to be.
Woo! I just want to say.
There we go. Come on.
You're higher.
I don't need no music.
You're higher.
I don't need no
You're
music.
Higher.
Well,
You're higher. Okay, we got one more part. Back here, we need a soprano. How about you? Just put the song on. I'm ready. I'm just gonna. Hey. There's a mic. There's a mic. And remember, I told you I couldn't sing. And we don't have any words.
I'ma love you anyway. Even if you cannot stay, I think you are the one for me. Here is where you ought to be. I just want to satisfy you, 'cause you're not mine, I can't deny it. Won't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I'll go crazy.
Whoa, whoa, sweet baby. Don't you know you're my everything? Whoa, whoa,
Stephanie,
sweet
baby. Stephanie.
Don't you know you're my everything? Yes.
Yes, you are. And I wish you were my lover, but you act so undercover.
Sing, girl.
To love your child my whole life long. Be it right or be it wrong, I'm only what you make me, baby. Don't walk away, don't be so shady. Don't want your mind, don't want your money. These words I say, they may sound funny, but
whoa, whoa, sweet baby. Don't you know you're my everything? Whoa, whoa, sweet baby. Don't you know you're my everything? Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
You know when you're not mine, I can't deny it. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
Love me now. Oh, baby,
you're not mine,
I can't deny it.
Don't you hear me talking, baby? Love me now or I'll go crazy. You're my heat, you are my fire. You're not mine, I can't deny it. Don't you hear me talking, baby?
Now on the microphone,
love me now,
we have our newest singer. Can you give her a hand?
Give it up for Miss Gwen.
Break it down for him, girl. Break it down for him. This is Rolanda 700 from Rolanda700.com, and you are listening to ATAZP Recorded Live. I'm coming at you strong, I'm coming at you straight. We're just chilling in the cut, ATAZP Recorded Live.
I told you they were drunk. They were drunk. That was the Bookham Choir before that that dropped by Rolanda. That was Rolanda, Gina L, Gwen. That's Ron L's sister. I think Ron L was in on it too. So that was late in the night at the third annual house party last year. The Bookham choir. They were all drunk. What I'm going to do is play this Matina intro. Matina is the girl that sings on 14 Hits. And I can't find her no more. And if 14 Hits become a hit, we going to get paid and she going to be out there. I've been trying to get in contact with her. This is Matina. And then after Matina, I'm going to go into the third part of the Ron L. T-A-Z talk that we had when Ron L. first came down to the ATL. This will run after the show goes off live, and you'll have to listen to it on the replay on the after show. So I'm going to start with Matina and come in with Ron L. and me talking the third part of our talk. I'd like to thank Saint for coming through, putting down his songs. That's a bad boy for real. So hit him up on MySpace. And I'd like to thank you, the listener, for listening in. This is TAZ. I won't be in the next week on hiatus. Going to Vegas, baby. So I won't be here next week at all. But we will, well, let me see. What is the date here? I'm thinking way ahead. I want to go to Vegas tonight. No. We're going to Vegas the next week after. So I'll be here with Queen Aisha next week. Queen Aisha, comedian extraordinaire. I'll be here with her next weekend. Then the week after that, I'm going to Vegas. Man, I want to go to Vegas early. Matina, then Ron L. and me on after the show. ATAZP Live, baby.
Feel like my heart can need you. Every part of you, you know I wanna please. Can't wait to get you home with me, so I can show you everything that you've been missing. You're always skipping all the hugging and the kissing. No, I'm ready, so let's get right down to business. And we can keep this thing steady. Take it slow, cause I know you're not ready. No, let me know I'm getting a piece of joy. I'm getting them patient, wanna take it slow. I'm getting them patient, just let me know I'm getting no patient with you. What I gotta do, what I gotta say. Oh, come and give, come and give. Good love, good love, good love, good love, good love, good love. What must I say? What I gotta do to get close to you? Close to you, get every when you're ready.
That's that Ron L.
Yeah, yeah.
L. How to get on the radio station? Yeah, yeah. 106 in Park. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Y'all threw down on that, dog. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, when I came over to the house that one time, it was just straight out the box, though.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You know,
no
the
doubt,
first song,
no
y'all put it down.
Oh, yeah. Overnight Celebrities.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't ever stop, baby.
and that's that Ron L.
Yeah, yeah.
In the L.
How to get on the radio station? Yeah, yeah. 106 in Park. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all threw down on that, dog. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, when I came over to the house that one time, it was just straight out the box, dog.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
You know,
no
the
doubt,
first song,
no
y'all put it down.
Oh, yeah. Overnight Celebrities. I think I threw a little twist in there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Now we still back on this Germany kit. Back in Germany, I'm gonna remember. It was the time when we was all at the club. Mm-hmm. Everything launches from the club, as you can can tell. Everything launched from the club.
Yeah, branches.
We was at the club. It was this one particular night when we had the keys to Sarndorf's apartment.
I guess it's laying back on me again, huh?
It's back on you again, though.
Break it down to
him. And we decided we're going to go to the club, run to some girls, and break them to the house.
Yeah.
And I had figured that, Donna was going to come out or somebody was going to... Somebody was going to come out. Charlene was supposed to come out because I was only hit Charlene.
Yeah.
At the time. You were the hoe. Beep, 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 beep. Another bad word has been said on ATAZP.com. We will bring you back to your regular scheduled program. Yes, anyway. Anyway, you were the heathen.
Yeah, yeah. I am, truly, yeah. Throw some holy water on me.
Yeah, and watch it burn. Because the devil hot.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, I was waiting on Charlene to come to the club. You had ran into Raquel's friend. What's her name?
The leader.
Yeah, the leader.
We call her the leader because she's running things.
Yeah, but what is her name? I forgot. Anyway.
Trina.
Yeah, you ran into Trina. You said,
can't forget stuff that you hit.
You said, yo, I'm going to the house. So when you come over there, just ring the doorbell. And I let you in.
Because I had the key, right?
Yeah. I said, all right, dog. You can do that. You can do that. So you rolled out. I'm at the club. Shoot. Charlene never showed up because she was stuck over there at Monty. So
right.
I said, man, I ain't coming back just to sleep in Chris' little bed.
Right.
I got my big bed at the barracks. Bells that. I'm going back to the barracks. So I said, the heck with it. Now, got to remind you, I didn't call him or nothing to tell him I wasn't coming.
True brother.
Man, I didn't call. I was sleepy. I was like, man, I'm going back and go to bed. Okay, I go back and go to bed. Man, the next morning, this nigga come in the room, open the door, slam the door, and come back. I'm like waking up. What's wrong with you? Man, how come you didn't come over last night? I said, man, I was tired.
Yeah. Are you trying to get... Well, the moral of the story was, I opened up the door. Trina's already at the house. I opened up the door.
Wait a minute. You heard a buzz. And you said, that's my boy.
Exactly.
He's coming back.
He's coming back. I buzzed the door. Opened the door. And it didn't sound like heavy... feet.
Woo!
It sounded like some pumps, about size 8 in a woman. And lo and behold, it was pumps.
Hey, dog, wait a minute. What did you have on?
I had my smoking jacket on that night.
You told me you was butt naked, dog.
No, I wasn't really butt naked, but I had my smoking jacket on.
You had a Danny Thomas jacket on.
Yeah.
Smoking jacket.
Yeah.
The nigga don't smoke.
I was doing some smoking earlier.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah. So, anyway, she come in, and I'm standing there talking to her. She's like, what's up? I said, what's up? You know, and next thing you know, Trina, alias the leader, come out the back room. Only thing I could do was say, Trina.
I'm sorry.
This is Marilyn. Marilyn, this is Trina.
I asked you, I said, what'd you do, nigga? He said, all I could do, I go to the front room and I cry.
You're ain't turning. You ain't, hey, look, you ain't telling him I turned into one of those. One of them things.
Now. You said you didn't have nothing on, butt naked crying in there. I was like, man, I don't know. I can't believe. I said, well, what did Marilyn say?
Trina left, yeah. Trina left.
What did Marilyn say? Ron, why?
I had no answers.